The Buzz. Welcome to Broadview, a weekly radio show that looks into the issues here in Northern Nevada. Hot topics of the week, a senior moment or two, and special guests. Phone lines are open now at 823-1920. Here is your host, Jay Davis.
And hello to you. Thank you for joining us in this nice Northern Nevada day. We are here with JP Attitude, who's doing his swan song today. So I thought maybe you might want to call in and wish him some bad luck. No, I'm just kidding you. His last live show. He's returning to his roots in Michigan to join his lovely wife, which he misses very much. She got transferred back there, so he's got to go.
I got to go.
You got a job now, you got to go. You can't do free radio anymore.
I've got parents, and I've got kids and grandkids.
Well, I'm happy for you.
We even have one great-grandchild.
You do?
Yes, we do.
Wow. Boy, oh boy. So you're going back to a lot.
Going back to a lot. Well, but
we're going to miss you, JP.
If only this hadn't been picked up, you know, and syndicated nationwide.
I know. You'd be able to still do it, huh?
I'd be able to stay.
That's funny. Yeah, well, we're going to miss you. I've enjoyed your attitude. Oh, yeah, that's the crowd outside waiting to get in to wish you well. Or, my God, it's the mob outside to see you out of town. They got a horse for you.
We were just talking about how every angry caller we ever had was angry at me, so I don't know if...
Yeah, that's good. Now they've got no one to be angry at but me. I don't know what I'll do without you.
Although we had one caller, remember, we couldn't figure out whose side he was on.
He was on nobody's side.
He was just
angry.
He wanted
us both run out of town. Well, we will miss you, but we've got a lot to cover today, and I'm glad that you're here. And you will be continuing each week with your moment of common sense.
Yeah, I can't wait to do that.
I'm happy about that. So you'll still have me on your... website.
Yep.
My link.
Yep.
Okay. So we're not just terminating our entire relationship, are we?
No, we are not. I still think we're going to be stars, Jay.
Well, I'm not going to cry. I'm going to miss you, though. Okay. And anybody out there who needs a new job, it's no pay. But if you're looking to start a radio career, I'm taking all auditions now.
Oh, for boy, someone you're going to regret that.
I know it. I want someone to have some fun with me. I mean, I picked you because you know so much about Republicans and the right wing and the left wing and the wing and the wing nut. And so that's really why I picked you. But you also have a good sense of humor.
I can still laugh about it.
You can still laugh, and you still do laugh. And I like that. So that's what I'm looking for, just in case you're wanting to audition. You can hit me up, broadview1 at live.com. That's broadview1 at live.com. If you'd like to come on my show and be a guest host. I'm just going to have some fun since you're not going to be here. I don't know what else to do.
Go ahead, have fun.
It'll be hard to replace you.
I'll be listening, by the way.
You better be. Well, you will because
critiquing.
Your moment of common sense. You wouldn't miss that, would you?
No.
What's it about this week?
Well, because it's Easter weekend, it's about Obama and the Bible.
Oh, that ought to go hand in hand.
He's quoting from the Bible all the time.
So. Well, he is a good Christian man. That's what we hear. Looking forward to that. I've also got some things on the Jewish holiday. The Passover.
Okay.
Some Christian stuff. Just a little bit. And events here locally. I mean you got to do it.
Right.
Okay, so world topics this week. Interesting, from Thomas Kincaid.
He died, yeah.
Wow, he was young, 54 years old.
What is up with that?
And what an excellent painter. You know, he was known as the man of lights.
Has anybody ever made as much money as him off art?
I mean, just look at the calendars. I mean, I've got three in my house alone.
And I like his stuff. I don't care if the art critics don't consider it highfalutin.
Absolutely beautiful. Big sellers. Dealers across the country are going to make money. He died Friday. And he was 54. Died at his home in Los Gatos, San Francisco Bay Area. It appeared to be natural causes. But at 54, I don't know. Darn it.
I know. That's younger than us. That's kind
I know.
Scary.
That's scary. Yeah, sentimental paintings, of course, with the scenes of cottages, country gardens, churches, dewy morning light that we all loved. And the paintings generally depicted very tranquil scenes, lush landscapes, you know, streams running through nearby. And also, he had a lot of Bible passages, speaking of Easter, always up there, some inspiring passages that he put on his calendar.
One headline that said he painted light.
Lights, that's it. He was known for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said he's a warrior of light. That's what he told the San Jose Mercury News back in 2002. He was, of course, referencing to his technical skills, but also the medieval practice of using light to symbolize the divine. That's where it all started with him. He says he's a good Christian. He said, with whatever talent and resources I have, I'm trying to bring light to penetrate the darkness many people feel.
Have you ever been in a Kincaid store?
Oh, my goodness. It's like being in a Christmas store.
It's fun just to be in a Kincaid store.
Just feels so good. I've got one of those wooden calendars that where you have all the little dates and then a plate, one of his beautiful plates for every month. Yeah. He's going to be missed, I'll tell you. Before Kincaid's media arts group went private in the middle of the past decade, the company took in $32 million per quarter from 4,500 dealers across the country. Just sold.
You know, and why do the critics not like his art?
Well,
because it's realistic?
No, because it's foofy.
Foofy?
Yeah, what they call foofy, you know, with gardens
it's
and
mass-produced
cottages and, you know, I mean, to them it's foofy. It's like having an old granny quilt on their bed. And there's just some of those that can't appreciate it.
And as far as the thing where he would kind of start them and then he'd set them into mass production, right?
Yeah,
he'd have all these guys sitting there finishing up and doing just a window and passing it on.
Yeah.
But the famous
reprints.
Dutch painters like Van Gogh and Rembrandt did the same thing.
Of course they did. Of course they did.
And we consider them
masters.
If they'd only known
what Thomas Kincaid, how he knew how to market it and stuff,
really.
They would have had a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
More money.
You don't see a Rembrandt store.
No, and you didn't think Rembrandt wasn't very rich either. You know, he didn't become
usually
famous
they weren't
until
rich
until
after they died. Yeah. Picasso was the only one
I know.
Well,
now I'll tell you what, I'm going to insure my Kincaids because now there's not going to be any new ones.
Yeah.
And that's how it works.
Well, there might be. They might still keep the factory going. I don't know what they'll do.
Well, they can still but I mean, there'll be nothing new.
Right.
There'll not be one more new stroke.
Right.
So he will be missed. And that was young. But I bet he had a great life. Just a wonderful life. So
54.
54. That's so scary to me. Yeah. But hey, you know, it's all ages. Speaking of more in the news this week, Al-Qaeda. Did you see that? A member of the Al-Qaeda-linked group who first helped finance the attacks against Afghan and foreign forces had been captured. Separately in the East, three employees of an Afghan construction company died Saturday when their vehicle struck a roadside bomb. An Afghan and U.S.-led coalition forces apprehended the unnamed militant with the Islamic movement of Uzbekistan. They had a gun battle on Friday in the Almar district.
So this is Uzbekistan?
Yes, and this is IMU. The IMU, Islamic Movement of Uzbekistan.
So you think there's any hope that you and I are pronouncing that right?
No. There's no hope at all. They formed the group in 1991. Originally, it was aimed to set up as just kind of a conspiracy for border, to keep the borders closed. And later, it expanded into a goal seeking the Islamic State across Central Asia. So they've just sort of expanded from holding their borders to turning everybody Islamic. So anyway, on the 26th, the joint Afghan and coalition force killed the group's leader. Killed him.
I guess that's a good
thing,
dead. Right?
Yeah.
I tell you, the Middle East is a mess.
It's a mess. At the construction company, their employees were traveling on a main highway and their four-wheel vehicle hit the bomb. A fourth employee of the company was injured in the blast in another district. So it looks like they were taking these people out. So maybe that's okay. I don't know. Let me see what you got here. What do you got here for hot news? Oh, of course.
Romney won three more primaries.
That'll be in our political
And Santorum
segment.
Says he won't quit.
Yeah, we'll do that. I've got some stuff on that in our political.
Is March
but how about the world?
About the world?
Yeah, the world. Chinese internet sites have been shut down. They're squelching rumors that Zhao, who oversees the police and the military, tried to lead a coup. Meanwhile, there's anonymous attackers that are attacking the Chinese government websites to protest the shutdowns. How can they protest the shutdowns if it's shut down?
Do you remember, I had the story about the coup on our list.
Yay, you did.
Like 3 weeks ago or something.
Oh my gosh, longer than that.
But people are never sure whether stories coming out of China are real or not, because the bloggers tend to just inflate everything and make these fictional stories. But it looks like it might have been true that there was a coup attempt.
That's what they say. The political struggles precede the 10-yearly handover of power that happens later this year. So supposedly the websites are shut down.
So they're like having a little civil war in China, aren't they?
Another.
Another Civil War.
Or are they still at Civil War? I'm not sure. That was interesting, I thought. And the Marion Barry, who, of course, is the former mayor of Washington, D.C. Oh, my goodness. Should this be in our political segment, or should we just go ahead and
He's
talk about it?
He's just a dork, isn't
What
he?
Is wrong with him? He opens his mouth, and his foot flies in, and his big toe gets stuck in his front teeth.
And
I don't
why
know
why are people
what?
Still electing this cocaine addict to the office?
Now stop. Now you're throwing slanderous, slinging slugs.
Well, that's what he
originally I know. That's what he says. But here's the latest on him. He was commenting that Asian business owners ought to go so that African-American businesses could take their places. Now, what African-American is going to trust him after now he's attacking the Asians?
Didn't he call them dirty Asians, too?
Yes, he called them dirty. He continued by saying, we got to do something about these Asians coming in and opening up businesses and their dirty little shops.
What the heck?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
He doesn't like fortune cookies?
Then I saw that the newspapers went on and tried to find out how many Asians were actually in his district. There's hardly any there. They're all
Wonder
been moving
why.
Out because it's such a cesspit.
Well, yeah. Why? Why wouldn't they? You know, they probably shaking his hand.
It's a cesspit.
It's a cesspit, I tell you. I like that, cesspit. He did, however, apologize. He apologized on Twitter.
Oh, great.
calling Asian businesses dirty. One of the several racially charged comments that he made. It touched off a real firestorm of criticism all over the web yesterday. He said, I'm very sorry for offending the Asian American community.
Did he say that's not what he meant or something like
Period.
That?
Period.
Oh, that's it. I meant it, but I'm sorry.
I meant it. I'm sorry. He recently won the city's council Ward 8 primary. Good grief. I hope he makes it. He's just got to stop. And then, of course, the Japanese ghost ship been floating around since the tsunami. They had to sink it.
Coast Guard had target practice.
Yeah, they had to. They had fun with it. They had to sink it. It took 4 hours to sink the ship.
Yeah. If there's one thing navies and Coast Guards love, it's target practice on a floating derelict.
Gosh, yes. And to sink it, too, for fun.
You know there were some wagers on that Coast Guard ship.
This is the one, of course, that hit the Japan off the coast. And they found this. It was a year ago. Fishing vessel.
Yeah. Heck, the Canadians were protesting at first. Did you know that?
Yeah. They wanted it
in their waters, and they wanted the right to sink it, but they couldn't get a ship out there fast enough to sink it.
They say that the fishing vessel is part of 20 million tons of storm debris. That's the size of California, they're saying, that there's more headed towards North America.
I still think it's amazing the thing was still afloat.
Yeah.
I mean, how does a ship go a whole year without sinking?
Yeah, and how do you sink it? It seems like the unsinkable Molly Fink. I don't know.
Like I said, all boats have small leaks. Every boat has a leak somewhere.
Somewhere.
And you'd think over the course of a year that would be enough to sink it.
Yeah, and it probably had water, that's for sure. They said that they had to avoid a potential navigation hazard. That's why they went ahead and sunk it.
So they said. You know they had a blast.
They did. Stephen Hawking. How about that?
What? What did he do?
Okay, researchers are working with the famed physicist, you know.
Hawking. Okay.
Yeah, what'd I say?
Hawkins.
I put an S on the end? Yeah. Stephen Hawking.
Hawking.
Yeah. That's not easy. He's developing the eye brain.
What is that?
This is his latest genii. The gadget's the size of a couple of pennies. It's designed to read brain wave patterns and translate them into speech. So just by thinking.
Well, how's he developing it?
I don't. Well, he's the guinea pig.
Okay.
He also took a genius break and a guest star on Thursday night's episode of The Big Bang Theory. Big Bang. You ever seen that?
Big
Bang. Oh, it's hilarious.
I saw the coming attractions there.
Yeah, Hawking. He was on there. But he has actually. It reads the brain patterns and translates them into speech.
Well, I could.
You talk
that.
Just by thinking. So you're thinking, and this little gadget goes, "Can you tell me how to get to the bathroom?"
Well, I hope it does better than that.
I'm going to pee my pants. Well, you wouldn't want it to translate every one of your thoughts. That's
I know, that
insane.
Could be a problem.
Well, there's a sci-fi movie there.
Who knows what has gone through my mind while I've been talking to you over the last year.
Thank God it isn't here in hand. That goes back at you too, JP. Stick around. You're on Broadview, our Saturday edition, and we're going to come back. We've still got some hot topics to talk about. Of course, the 170-mile-an-hour fighter jet. So we'll talk about that when we come back.
There's two plane crashes that were weird.
Crazy. We'll be back. Stay with us. You're on the Buzz.
The Buzz.
it's all a part of life. The sunspots start showing, the fine lines appear, the skin starts sagging a little. It happens to all of us. But you don't have to keep the spots, wrinkles, or loose skin. Hi, it's Regina, General Manager of RenewMD, and I know you've been thinking about your skin, so it's time to come in and see us. Under board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. James Murphy, our staff is trained in advanced medical treatments. We offer a full medical spa and salon menu. We specialize in lasers, peels, advanced microderms, and medical facials. With all of the experience we have in medical-grade skincare and the advanced equipment, it's time to take care of those wrinkles, spots, or acne. So schedule a free consultation with us anytime, Tuesday through Saturday. Yes, we're open on Saturdays, and we offer consultations, Botox, laser, massage, and waxing. Our massage is one of the best in town in a relaxing atmosphere and starts at only $60 for an hour with no membership required. So go ahead and give us a call, 852-4500. That's 852-4500, or visit us at RenewMDReno.com. RenewMD, setting the gold standards at affordable prices.
Hey, everybody, it's Johnny for Charter Business. Now, when you're in business for yourself, you gotta make at least one smart decision every day. Am I right there, David?
I can testify to that.
Now, David happens to be an attorney, but no matter what kind of business you run, today's the day you can decide to save money. Here's the evidence. Right now, you can get Charter Business Internet plus phone for just $99 a month. Just $99 a month. I'm talking internet 6 times faster than standard DSL with the latest security software included. Plus phone with unlimited long distance and business calling features, all for just $99 a month. Heck, that's less than many businesses pay for just slow DSL alone. Sound good, counselor?
No objections.
Case closed. Call 877-BIZ-BUNDLE today for feature-packed business internet and phone for just $99 a month. Charter Business. Everyday victories.
New customers only with 12-month term. Includes CV Essentials 20 and phone. Expires 6/30/12 and is subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Thanks, David.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back, and thank you for joining us today for JP's final guest appearance, at least in the co-host seat. He's going back to Michigan. I'm going to mention it every single break. Glenda.
Oh. Wow, sound
effects. See what I'm saying? The audience is really going to miss you. Oh, Sean's just expressing his feelings there in the control room. Okay, moving on. We're just kind of chit-chatting about the hot topics of the week. The Virginia Beach zooming along 170 miles per hour, and I'm sure it goes much faster than that. Fighter jet carrying thousands of pounds of volatile fuel. Two Navy pilots faced nothing but bad choices. There was enough, too. You know, do we drop the fuel? Do we don't? Do we jump out? Do we don't? That's not a hard one there. Of course, they say it's not easy to eject. I mean, it's pretty wearing.
Yeah, they're the ones who are the most seriously hurt.
Yeah, nobody else. They say, but isn't there still a few people missing?
No, they've accounted.
They did account
for
everybody.
I heard it on the way in here that they've accounted for everybody.
Wow.
Nobody died. Now, how are the dead?
Can't believe that.
40-some apartments destroyed.
Just burning.
Nobody died.
Nobody died. There
That's
were a couple
a
people crying, though, on the, I mean, we lost everything.
I know, yeah.
But now, today, they're happy they're just alive.
That's just lucky.
It's just unbelievable.
Easter miracle right there.
Well, and you know what to think to drop the fuel. Because, I mean, that would have just been an atomic bomb, practically, with all the wood and everything.
You and I don't know what's involved. Is it just pushing a button, or is there something else you got to do?
Well, I don't know. They don't make it too hard on them, but I mean, there it goes. I'm sure it's not, you know, it's a decision you have to make.
And we had a plane crash into a grocery store in Florida this week, too. And nobody was killed. And nobody was even hurt.
Is everybody drunk?
What's going on?
It's happening. Catastrophic engine failure, they say. Right after takeoff.